Wayne, you know what it's like when some of your bench guys come off Burns Miller, what kind of energy they give you? I just wonder what you thought of Marquise has barely played in this series, what kind of energy you felt he got, gave their team?
I thought Marquise and Keanu did a great job coming in and making sure it wasn't a drop off from an energy standpoint. When the starters sat down. So, that's all you can ask for. They did a great job.
Mike Wallace, ESPN.com. LeBron, can you sort of talk about the trouble that KG gave you guys in the second quarter and how much that's probably why matchup that it's going to be difficult to adjust to?
KG is a difficult matchup for a lot of guys, period. He started off really well. He had 2 points in the first quarter and got them all to a good start. And, it's part of the reason why they had a 58 points in play. He opened up a lot for not only himself, but for his teammates as well. And,
Dwayne, Ira Winderman, South Florida, Sun Sentinel. This is the first time you went without a free throw in the playoffs.
You said it is or isn't?
This is the first time you went without a free throw in the playoffs since your rookie season against the Hornets. Question. Was it something you were able to do, something they took away from you? And is that a source of frustration, a guy like you who can get to the line to go an entire game without a single free throw?
I don't know. I played my game. I attacked when I needed to. I got the ball when I needed to. I guess it just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me to get to the line.
I think we should have an assist.
For real? No. Hey, was that Hornets game, game three?
Remember
which
one? I'll look it up.
Oh, man.
What?
You
don't know the game 10 years ago.
Brian Morgan, the Associated Press. For 3 quarters, really, there were long stretches where LeBron was the only guy who had it going. It seemed like, why was it everyone else having trouble being consistent tonight?
I can't speak for everyone else, but LeBron was very aggressive. Like I said, our offensive rhythm wasn't necessarily there as much. We didn't make as many shots as we wanted to, but he kept us afloat. That's the thing with our team. Certain games. Brian will do a certain games, I will do a certain game. Mario Chalmers, I've done it in these playoffs. Keep us afloat and give us enough to where, we can make a push and give an opportunity to come back, and that's what we did.
Mark Spear, Yahoo Sports, both you guys. How do you think you've managed without Chris and optimism that he can be back soon?
We played great ball since he's been out, the day one of the last round. We played some great ball. Guys have stepped up in his absence, and guys will have to continue to step up in his absence. We don't know when Chris will be back. We're not going into the next game hoping that he's going to be there or whatever the case, but you've got to prepare like he's not playing. And we will prepare for game 4 like he's not playing.
Jared Weiss, CNN News Radio. LeBron, what did the Celtics do to for your comeback in the fourth quarter?
It started right before that. We can't do that big of a hole in ourselves. We were down 24 points. And, when you start fighting, you find it good. We made a run. Any little mistake defensively or off, it's a rebound we give up or we miss a shot, we feel like we made it or anything, they come out and get a bucket. It hurts because you're trying to out fight back the whole time. So we made a good run, but they was up too much and we got it too much. Shots in the paint as well, so just doesn't show it for us. But we're attacking guys, we will continue to attack and try to, force the issue. That's what we do, and that's why we're in this position now.
So, you're still attacking?
We're going to keep attacking. about. I mean, really tight players. They don't shoot many jumpers. You know, that's his point about shooting a lot of jumpers. But we're a tag team. It starts with us. You know, nature was on our lives.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.